If you had to choose between saving the life of a little girl or a handsome young man you were out with, who would you pick? Not a choice any of us would like to make, but that's exactly what 17-year-old Lark has to do in Alice Kuiper's latest book, Me and Me. The Saskatoon author releases the young adult novel this week, and this morning she joins me in our Saskatoon studio. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
All right, what inspired you to give your main character such a challenging choice to make?
I think that feeling of wondering what life would have been like if we'd made a different choice is there with all of us. And what interested me was how to make that come alive in a vivid way on the page. So Lark has to make a really difficult choice. And like a lot of us, she just becomes paralyzed in the face of the options before her. And because of that paralysis, her life splits into two. And that was really interesting to explore.
And I'm guessing when her life splits into two, in one path she saves the girl, in the other path she saves the boy.
Exactly. And then what happens is she starts to experience what life would be like along each of those paths with glitches. Through her phone, she starts to see what is happening in the other life. And eventually she encounters her other self. You know that feeling in your head when you're arguing with yourself about what's the best thing to do?
Yeah.
For Lark, that manifests real. So she has to deal with that, and it's quite terrifying.
So she actually gets phone calls from herself, does she?
It's like a message, almost a text message, and she can't quite work out where the words are coming from. And then she gets little glimpses of video, or what she thinks is video, whether it's actually a real experience of the other life coming through her phone. And she really feels like she's losing her mind. She can't tell if she's just stressed or if something more serious is happening, and it really begins to unravel for her.
It's interesting because, let's face it, we've all had pivotal moments in our life that we look back on and say, this is the choice that I made then that led me down this path, and for better or worse, I'm here where I am now because of it. Some people believe that it's good to look back on past decisions and say, oh, that was the wrong choice and I could have had so much of a better life if I had just gone the other way. Other people think whatever choice you make is the right one and you can't live with regrets. Where do you sit on that spectrum?
Lark doesn't make a choice. She is completely stuck. And I think where I sit is that whichever choice you make, you need to make it fully. Living with the what if, what could my life have been like? Let's say in my example, what if I hadn't moved to Canada? What if I'd stayed in the UK and never moved to Saskatoon? What would my life be like? Going there is not a space that is a great way to live, and that is what Lark really has to discover, this endless dithering between, I can't make a choice, so I'm just not going to. So I guess I say jump in both feet.
Clearly, you've made some dramatic choices, you know, leaving your country of birth to come to the Canadian prairies. Have you ever regretted those jumps that you've made, those leaps that you've made into what had to have been unknown worlds?
So I have four kids under the age of seven, and when it's minus 40 and I'm trying to get them all in snow gear, and that could be a moment when I feel like, why am I here? What am I doing? But no, there's not a lot of point to spending life in what could have been. And I feel like the life I have, I'm very lucky to be able to live and work as a writer, for my kids to have a great school that they go to have good libraries, good healthcare here in Saskatchewan for the moment. That is a really great gift for us.
How have those choices that you've made kind of changed your perspective on just what matters most in life?
When I started writing this book, weirdly, I was a lot younger. The ideas first came to me about 20 years ago when I first started writing. This notion of splitting in two and the character meeting themselves and facing up to making choices. What I've learned over the years, I guess, as a writer, is that the stories I have, the ideas I have, even if I don't quite know how to tell them at the beginning, they come back. If I'm patient, and when the right character presents themselves, that story can come vividly to life. So Lark came to me 3 or 4 years ago, and she was a singer-songwriter, and she was open and interested in parkour and just being a really cool and ambitious teenager. And suddenly those ideas from when I was much younger came back into play.
This is a novel that you have written for young adults, and I wonder, why do you think it's important for people in their teenage years to sort of think about these kind of dilemmas, think about these kind of pivotal moments in a life?
I think that teenage readers, the ones I meet anyway, are very sophisticated and savvy readers who are living in a very complicated world that seems a lot darker than the world I was living in when I was a teenager. And I think having tools to understand our world come from experiencing other people's stories. We can't make this world the best it can be until we understand what it's like to be somebody else. So when I write, I'm trying to understand what would it be like to be this person? How could I connect with that person? And the more we do that as human beings, reach out, understand each other's stories, connect, that I think is the only way for us to deal with the catastrophes we're creating.
What do you hope people who sit down and experience this book and the character of Lark and her dilemma get from the experience of just immersing themselves in this story?
All of my books are about writing, really. They're all about how you live your creative best, I suppose. Whether that's through writing or gardening or cooking or coding or whatever your creative thing is, I guess I'm speaking to the fact that I think that's a really important part of who we are as human beings. If we neglect that, if we put that to one side, then we really have no hope of being the best we can be. So Lark is a singer-songwriter, and I researched it a ton to make that feel true. But then I had to let her write the songs she wanted to write and find who she was. I mean, really, at the book, she has to make a choice. She has to pick one life, and she has to do that by digging deep into who she really is. So I'm not trying when I write a book to be all messagey or moralistic, but probably what I'm thinking about at some level is that being creative in our world, looking at ideas in a new way, being open to that side of ourselves. If we close that off, if we're just too busy all the time to make time for that aspect, that spark inside us, then really something's going wrong.
Does Lark ever get a second chance to make an actual choice?
I don't want to tell you.
Do you think there's a place? Okay, you don't need to tell me. Absolutely. That's entirely fair. Of course you're not going to tell me. There's a journey. I can't skip to the end unless I get the book in my hand.
Are you that type of reader, the one who goes to the last page?
Never. Never in a million years have I done that. But do you think there's a place for second chances in life?
I think in life you can't undo what you've done, but I think you can own what you've done. I think there's ways to pretend that it hasn't happened, but I don't think that's a healthy way to go forward in life. I think there are difficult choices. I think that unless we make those choices, we haven't got a hope. But I also think when we make a mistake, you have to say, this is what I did it wrong. And it's easy to say that when you're younger, when I was 18 and I didn't know what it was like to make mistakes. I didn't know what it was like to forgive somebody. But I think as I get a little older, I've got more of a sense of what that actually means. Like, life doesn't always come up roses. And if it doesn't, there's no guarantee that it's supposed to, right? You have to be open and frank with what life gives to you. I think that not necessarily that there's second chances. You don't get a redo, but you can get a do-over, I guess. You can try again owning who you've been.
Alice, I just have to say congratulations, and I'm so glad that we were able to chat about your book for a few minutes this morning.
Thank you very much.
Alice Kuiper's new book, Me and Me, is released on April 11th. And tomorrow night, she's having a book launch at McNally Robinson in Saskatoon. The Saskatoon writer joined me from our CBC studio in the Bridge City. I also want to mention Alice's website, where she offers free access to an online writing course. If you're interested, head to alicekuipers.com and check out Free Flow, A Writing Journey. I've tweeted out a link from @SaskWeekend.